With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Senate Democrats and Republicans have made a deal on the confirmation of federal judges. More from Bob Agnew.
Under the deal achieved this week, Republicans will allow Democrats to move forward with votes on several nominees to federal district courts. In exchange, Democrats will not pursue confirmation on four appellate nominations, leaving them to be filled by incoming President Donald Trump. Democrats are scrambling to try and confirm more Biden nominees to the federal court than President Trump did in his first term, 245, by the time Biden's term ends in January. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, most voters don't mind one party controlling both the White House and Congress, but since the election, Democrats are now having second thoughts. More on this from Bernie Bennett.
Latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 54% of likely U.S. voters are comfortable with one party running the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, including 33% who are very comfortable with it. 41% aren't comfortable with one party rule, including 23% who are not at all comfortable with one party running everything in Washington. The survey of 800 U.S. likely voters was conducted on November 12th through the 14th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President-elect Trump has nominated a critic of COVID-19 health measures to lead the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Marty McHerry came to national attention for opposing mask mandates and other steps during the pandemic. He is a surgeon, author, and professor at Johns Hopkins University, and is the latest in a string of Trump nominees who are deeply critical of government health regulators and other experts. Matt Gaetz is not coming back to Congress. The Florida Republican said Friday he has no intention of serving another term in the House now that he has no longer President-elect Donald Trump's place for nominee for Attorney General. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A Swiss church uses artificial intelligence to simulate Jesus. SRN's Michael Harrington.
When parishioners of St. Peter's Chapel in Lucerne enter the confessional, they will be confronted by a hologram image of Christ, which says, "Peace be with you, brother," and then offers to answer questions. Some people are welcoming the new device. Others say they're creeped out by it. A church official says the AI program has been trained on scripture and theological texts taken from the internet. Some critics question the theological value of the experiment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court in New Hampshire is taking up the issue of transgenderism. The case concerns two high school boys, one who played soccer on the girls' team this fall and the other who plans to join the girls' track team this winter. A federal judge ruled earlier this year that the teens can play on the girls' teams as they seek to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. The law, which went into effect in July, bars males in grades 5 to 12 from competing on female sports teams. This is SRN News. DirecTV is calling off its planned acquisition of rival Dish.
That's after the offer was rejected by bondholders at the company. The deal was reliant on Dish bondholders agreeing to trade in the debt they held for debt in the new company, a swap that would have cost them about $1.6 billion collectively. The retreat by DirecTV may end a years-long effort by the company to acquire both Dish and Sling after it announced the bid in September. The pay-for-TV market has shifted significantly since, as more and more consumers tune into online streaming platforms. John Scott reporting.
Health officials are confirming bird flu in a California child, the first reported case in a U.S. minor. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced confirmatory test results earlier yesterday. Officials say the child had mild symptoms, was treated with antiviral medication, and is recovering. The child's infection brings the reported number of U.S. bird flu cases to 55 this year. This is SRN News.